Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Well, if you look at the Daily Mail version of this story, which is a UK tabloid with lots of photos all the time, it's good for people that don't like to read words and enjoy looking at pictures. They do show in one of the photos, the skeletal remains of a body were visible through the corroded opening in a rusted metal barrel. The victim's shirt and belt were still clinging to their bones, and you can actually see, you can see the bones in this graphic photo that the Daily Mail put on their website. This concerns what is believed to be a Vegas shooting victim who was found in a steel barrel on the receding shoreline in Lake Mead.
Could have been sitting there for almost 40 years.
But thanks to the drought, the water is receding. It's going to turn up things like this. We're going to talk to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with more details.
Alex,
on this fascinating story.
We can talk about the fish and the only taking shorter showers, but this is the real deal now. This is the drought that the mob drops in Vegas. That the real life. You won't be found until 2022, 45 years from now, and. That's beginning. So, yeah, Vegas police, they're saying that they believe that this guy was killed mid-70s, early 80s is the timeline that they're putting it to right now.
Why do they pick that timeline?
Well, they say based on the clothing and based on what they found in the barrel, that there were a couple of things in there.
Some kind of disco leisure suit.
He was wearing Kmart shoes from the 70s is what I read or something.
Yeah, a copy of the Godfather. No, that was not in there with him. But they're pinpointing that about 10-year period, mid-70s to mid-80s. They think that this guy, and they think it's a guy, was shot. They did an autopsy yesterday. And that these were boaters on Sunday. That they were out there, the water has receded so far that they came upon this thing on the dry ground, cracked ground of Lake Mead, And they went, what is that? And then one of the boaters says that they heard another one screaming, and they looked in there, and there was skeleton, and as you mentioned, the belt and everything else. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that they're finding right now with the water going down that they've never seen before. And boaters are saying pretty crazy. There is a ghost town under the water that was flooded when the Hoover Dam went in, and now the buildings are being exposed, and they're finding...
There was a ghost town?
Yeah. Yeah, there in that
really?
Valley.
See, yeah. Most people probably don't know, Lake Mead is an artificial reservoir that they created.
Yeah.
With
I lived
Hoover
in Colorado
Dam.
For a long time where they flooded valleys in their old towns underneath of there, and so it's not that uncommon, but there's a town there, so that's beginning to be exposed now. They're finding, not from the town, but old cars, airplanes.
And, airplanes?
Yeah, LVMPD, Las Vegas Metro Police. So when they believe that there are a lot more bodies, probably in barrels.
So when they flooded the area, they didn't bother, removing anything.
They just flooded. There are other reservoirs that are the same way that homes, buildings, some other ones. That, there's one with a factory underneath of it. I mean, it's like they just decide this is a good spot. And
that's cool. I didn't know
we're
that.
Going for it.
Yeah, so the guy in the barrel, how are they going to try to – they're looking for missing persons from that era?
Yeah, they're working on it right now. But there were a lot of missing persons back in the 70s in Vegas where people got taken care of and they were never heard from again. And so they may or may not ever figure this out. They're going to try, they say, to go down the DNA road.
That was the heyday of the mob running Las
Vegas.
They're
warning, though, that they may never know and that there probably are more bodies. They're thinking that as the water goes down, that there could be a lot more bodies in the water. Remember, there's drinking water for 25 million people that you taste a toe. Now you'll know why.
It's been running through those corpses all these
exactly,
years.
Exactly, that have been under there. I mean, who knows what's in everything that we're drinking. But the... So the park rangers out there, they say that we're going to find crazy stuff. Listen to this.
We expect fully that as lake levels drop, there will be artifacts that are, in some cases, hundreds or thousands of years old.
Because of Native Americans who live there. But he's saying it could run the gamut from murder victims to other things. And that as the water is going down, that they are finding some stuff.
There have been a number of airplane crashes that have taken place. This area was habitated for thousands of years by Native American peoples that called this home.
Yeah, and so he says that the bodies may either be murder victims or airplane victims or anything else that as the water goes down, they're going to find it. But for LVMPD, they've got homicide detectives who are working it right now. But at what point is it even worth it? You know, I mean, when you're talking 45 years, yeah, it's a cold case. But if they don't think they're going to be able to go anywhere with it, they say they're going to work it for now. They will try DNA.
The guy who committed the murder may be dead, too. He
most likely is gone. May have been murdered himself.
Probably.
Who knows who it is, who did it. But
it gives the members some answers.
Yeah, well, the
closure.
The past of Sin City is slowly emerging as the water goes down. Now we know where it may have been the dumping ground.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that report.
All right, later, guys.
Alex Stone with the fascinating story about the drought affecting the water levels at Lake Mead, and they found a body in a barrel.
That's part of the overhype of this drought story is you know, some of the bodies of water that are shrinking are bodies of water that are artificial. We basically filled a hole or filled a valley without any sense of the history as to how long the valley would hold the water, right? Based on climate constantly changing and droughts constantly occurring. Just because you fill up a big hole with water doesn't mean it's going to stay that way forever.
Yeah, this is apparently the lowest levels they've seen since 1971. And for people who don't know, the mob sort of moved its way into Las Vegas back in the 40s and 50s. Probably people heard the names of Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky.
Yeah.
These were some of the great big founders to bring the mob to Las Vegas, because Nevada didn't really have a lot of oversight.
There was no
Let's
laws.
Put it that way.
No, that's why they went out there. They went out there because they were getting squeezed in the big cities back east.
And
so they came out to Las Vegas.
Chicago and New York mob families began pouring money into Vegas in the 50s. They ran the Riviera, the Stardust, the Desert Inn, the Hacienda, the Gold Nugget, the Sahara, and the Fremont casinos
now,
by the 1960s.
I've read a couple books on this. It's fascinating.
By the 1980s, though, the FBI began finally cracking down.
Yeah, they're no fun.
And they began to lose a lot of their connections and influence in Vegas. There is the Mob Museum there. I haven't visited it yet. I always see ads for it when I'm in Vegas. The Mob Museum.
Oh, no. Right? I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, it's got artifacts. It features the bloodied and bullet-ridden wall that the St. Valentine's Day Massacre was carried out against.
No kidding.
I guess that's when they shot a whole bunch of mob members there.
That is cool.
You want to go to the Mob Museum?
I actually do want to go to the Mob Museum. I'm fascinated by mobsters.
I know. There was just an arrest, I think, back in New York City. Was it the Genovese family? And I'm like, wow. I remember that name when I was growing up as a kid.
Yeah, the five families.
Right.
It was the Gambino, the Genovese, the Colombo, the Lucchese, and I can't remember the fifth
one. That you remember.
Oh, yeah. No,
the Corleones. Oh, no, that's the Godfather.
I know. The stories, you know, guys would, you know, get shot to death and their heads would fall into their plate of pasta.
Those are always big. The New York Post and Daily News love to show those pictures, right? The guy bent over dead.
Or guy shot.
Or the guy in the barber chair.
By the barber chair.
One.
Guy shot
getting
to death.
Getting a shave. I mean, they even did that in the movies, the Godfather movie.
What is it, the other one?
The Bonanno.
The Bonanno family, yes. So it was the Lucchese, the Bonanno, the Colombo, the Genovese, and the Gambino family.
You should watch The Godfather of Harlem. I think that's what it's called, Netflix.
Which one's that?
It's about families, and it was about the mob in Harlem. It's really interesting.
Yeah. No, I love that.
They were
that
black
stuff.
Gangsters, right?
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker stars in that.
Yeah, I've seen ads for
black gangsters.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
They are. Yeah,
oh, isn't that about Frank Lucas?
No, I don't think so.
She I don't watch know. The show. I don't know.
I don't know. How about any kind of mobsters? Any
Let's just spend the rest of the show talking about streaming shows.
Well, have you guys watched all the Godfather
here we go.
Shows.
Look, you shook
movies.
Her up now.
I'm all shaken up.
She's not going to stop now.
I know. You wound her up. I heard some dopey morning radio show that they're all going through all their favorite streaming shows. I'm like, all right, enough. I never even heard of half of them. And
Ozark is big now.
See, here she goes.
I'm very disappointed, though, with the last installment of the show. Anyway,
well,
if you want,
seen
we
that
come
one.
Back. We'll let you explain to the audience all of your concerns about Ozark.
Johnny,
I have never seen that show. I know people like it, but
it's good.
Inventing Anna, you should see.
This
I told
is what
you.
drug stuff and
yes,
in the Ozark Mountains and
the cartel.
No,
Mexican cartel.
All right, we got more coming up.
Johnny Ked KFI.
Back here at home, we were just talking about what happened in Lake Mead in Nevada. The low water levels have revealed a barrel with skeletal remains. Looks like a mob rubout from the 1970s or 80s. Here, people are being killed in Los Angeles so far this year. And I like the way it says softened by Kevin Rector of the El Segundo Times, at a slightly faster pace than 2021. But 2021, homicides hit a 15-year high.
Yes.
So that's the real story.
Yeah. So last
but
year...
But there's been a slight easing.
a slight easing of the increase. It still went up.
I know. It's strange the way anybody would word a
story
like that.
Well, this is what they do. This is propaganda. This is to distort your perception.
Because they don't want people to be fearful that crime is out of control.
They know that people don't pay attention to details. They don't read deeply into stories. What did I tell you?
But his next paragraph is, this indicates the dramatic escalation in violence that the city experienced in 2020 and 21 may be leveling off.
Maybe
really?
Leveling off? Well, if it's leveling off, and there's no proof of that, he made that up, then it's at a very, very high level, a very deadly level,
but
a level that kills a lot of black victims, which you
year,
think they would be, that would be one of their main issues in life. The Black
year
Lives
ended
Matter.
With nearly 400 killings in this city. That was the largest annual total since 2006. But what comes next in every story about this in the El Segundo Times? The bloodshed remains far below that of the early 90s, when the city would have 1,000 homicides a year. But nevertheless, it marked another uptick, however slight. There's always these hedge words.
It's amazingly irrelevant what happened 30 years ago, over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Shockingly irrelevant. I mean, for God's sake, the Rodney King riots happened. I mean, the whole city was in complete chaos. But this number now is really bad. We're living in the present, and it's bad. And it's bad because of all the political policies, from Gascon to Garcetti to defund the police, to the Newsom in the legislature, no bail, letting out early, Prop 47 and 57, all that stuff. It's their fault.
Yeah.
These are bad guys repeatedly killing other bad guys in most of these cases.
Well, you know, yesterday during this hour, we talked to a man whose sister was murdered in Sacramento by a homeless transient who broke into her home. And one of the things he said that still sticks with me at the end of the interview, he did get some data from the Sacramento County DA's office about these people that are getting all these early, you know, they're emptying the prisons. We know that. But he got some data as to how many are recommitting and how many are recommitting violent crimes. But he says it's not easy to get.
No, they're going to hide it.
Of course, they're reluctant to let us know these numbers because they're probably horrendous.
They hide.
You cannot release tens of thousands of inmates and not have more crime. It's not possible.
Smiley Martin, the guy who was involved in the shootings up in Sacramento, right? He had a really bad prison record. He was involved in a lot of bad behavior.
Fights. He was fighting or something in prison.
And yet he was released early with good behavior credits. And the LA Times insisted that he was entitled to these good behavior credits because we want the prisoners to learn how to behave well get released early.
Even though that wasn't happening, it was just a mirage.
It was a total lie. It was the opposite of the truth. It was Russian propaganda. He was a really bad guy in prison and outside of prison, and no wonder he was involved in a mass shooting. And what they do is they hid all the bad news about his prison record, and they hide all the bad news about these released prisoners recommitting more serious crimes. They just don't. And now you have the media in lockstep not publicizing it. So it's nearly impossible to find out what's going on.
It's worth pointing out the truth of that came to us. Remember the prisoner realignment bill from, I think it was 2011, where the idea was, we don't want these inmates back in state prison. So if they offend on probation, just give them what they called it flash incarceration. The county has to take care of it. Well, when those things happened, they didn't get reported. Mm-hmm. That was another way they made this go away to recommitting.
What they've done, and believe me, this was all planned out years ago. What they've done is they've taken everything off the books, right? If there's no punishment for misdemeanors, the rate of misdemeanors are going to go down because people aren't going to report them. They're not going to be prosecuted. And if they're not prosecuted, they don't exist.
Right.
Same thing with recidivism. If they're not put into prison for violating parole, then parole violations go way down. Here with Smiley Martin, you just erase the record of all the bad behavior and good time credits mean he gets out early.
Funny you mentioned him. It's news this afternoon. The Sacramento County DA, Anne Marie Schubert, has announced that Smiley Martin, his brother Dandre Martin, and a rival gang member by the name of Matula Payton are being charged with the murders of three women in that Sacramento shootout from the early morning hours of April 3rd. Melinda Davis, Joan Taya Alexander, and a woman named Yamil Martinez Andrade were struck in the crossfire of the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the other victims were other gang members, but those three, I think they picked out as just being
innocent.
Bystanders. I think one is the homeless woman that got killed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I knew the Martin brothers here were going to get charged with the murders because they were being held on a lesser charge. You can only hold somebody for 72 hours, you have to charge them with something.
Yeah, it says the other three dead people were involved in the shootout, so those are the rival gang members, Sergio Harris.
So screw them.
Yeah, they're not being charged with their murders, but they are being charged with killing the innocent bystanders.
No, they knew early on. They just had to put together, I don't know, I read they had over 100 bullets fired?
And they had 200 videos of the crime.
200 videos of...
reading all the details here.
That took a long time to piece
the
case
together. They interrogated 80 people, because there was a lot of mob of people out there that night because of the nightclubs.
At least they didn't let him out on bail.
Right.
They didn't let him out on bail, right?
Right. And they have a detail about how Smiley Martin was standing on the corner with his brother, Dandre, and at least one other man. And one of the men who police describe as all wearing black.
I tell you,
raised his right arm, and they just started firing.
If everybody would just do one thing in November, vote differently, within a few months, a lot of this stuff would stop. All you have to do is vote differently, pass different laws, repeal some laws. You can get it done real fast. Right. Life changes. It's easy to do, and you just have to stop voting for these ultra whack job progressives.
Yeah, and one last thing.
Stupid failed ideas.
about the El Segundo Times story on the homicides in L.A., which, of course, they're saying is mostly gang members. It's LAPD Chief Michael Moore who's just shaking his head and saying, too many guns, too many guns. See, that?
Well, he's a fool.
Going down that road.
Well, there's nothing he can do about that. So it's a foolish thing to do. There's no way to stop the number of guns. You're going to stop the number of guns that gang members have? Really? How do you do that? That's impossible. That's like building $800,000 apartments for every homeless person. The stuff they do, you notice the stuff they push is impossible stuff. This way, in their mind, they're never wrong. Their dream is never realized, so they're never wrong. And I think that's a tactic. They know that it's impossible to achieve these things, but they preach it so that they can keep the momentum on their side. Well, you haven't tried building an apartment for everyone else. Well, you haven't tried to confiscate every gun yet, have you? It's a trick. It's a rhetorical trick. John and KFI.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by you know the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I can't remember it. Anyway, I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke. Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone. I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead. That fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccaria.
What? President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Cobelton, Ken Shampoo. Shh. He's napping. You see him there on the swing?
It would be almost nighttime, 7:39, back in Washington, D.C.
He's napping. And he's not wearing any pants either.
We'll be talking about Joe a little bit next hour as we'll update you on the Supreme Court decision concerning Roe v. Wade, the draft that was leaked.
I want to hear Joe Biden's analysis of a Supreme Court decision.
He was outraged this morning.
Was he?
We're going to do something about this. Oh, yeah.
Is that what it said on his card? I'm outraged. I'm going to do something about this.
He did say that, yeah.
Wait, roll more on the teleprompter. The teleprompter got stuck. Am I still outraged?
I just texted Eric to make sure he adds the kleptocracy to that opening there.
Oh, yes.
We got to get that into Biden, because that's an all-time classic.
That is good.
There's really one every week. We have another piece of audio for you today coming to us from Bidenville. Yesterday, there was some sort of Muslim-American holiday that was celebrated at the White House. And Biden was talking about it, and he was pointing out a employee by the name of Medina Wilson-Anton, a Muslim-American employee of the Biden Institute at the University of Delaware.
The Biden Institute?
Yes.
I hope that's an Alzheimer's research center.
It stores his Senate records. He was a U.S. senator for 36 years before becoming Obama's vice president, which brings us to this bit of audio, and it's a major head-scratcher. Here we go.
Delaware at the Biden Institute. So we call that using a point of personal privilege. Now, there have not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been one. So I want to take advantage of.
There's never been one?
There have never been many of the senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there has never been one.
You know what's funny?
No one's sure what.
They laugh a little bit because it sounds like it's going to be some kind of a joke. And then they realize, uh-oh, he forgot he was the senator for 36 years. In fact, he's forgotten all the senators in the history of Delaware. It's such a small state, they've never had one.
Now, there have not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been one.
Do they have they have somebody in Congress, right, in the House of Representatives? Do they have one or two people? I don't even know. Because that goes on population, and that could be.
Yes. Sometimes.
Every state has two senators.
Right. Right. But no, apparently there's never been a senator from Delaware. It's too small.
Including me.
Including me. I was never the senator.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened there.
He's forgotten he was a senator. You know, that's happened. That happens to a lot of dementia patients.
Yeah. Well, you know, even this story points out Trump is 75.
Mm-hmm.
He does this. Apparently, he showed up in Ohio to endorse a candidate for the Republican Senate position.
Oh, yeah.
And he called J.D. Vance. That's the candidate's name. First, he said J.P. Then he said J.D. Mandel. Well, the rival's name is Josh Mandel, so he combined both names.
Yes, he endorsed J.D. Mandel. Another one. Is there anybody? Anybody under 75? Who doesn't have Alzheimer's? Anybody?
Meanwhile, we have to bring you this update. COVID is circling around Biden. ABC News' Jonathan Karl is tested positive 2 days after he spoke on stage at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and shook hands with Joe.
Super spreader.
Karl is fully vaccinated and boosted. He could be seen interacting with the president on Saturday night before he accepted an award for his coverage of the January 6th. Insurrection.
This stupid variant of a variant is...
Now, Kamala Harris had it, the White House Communications Director. I know. But Joe, is
they all
elderly.
They all got colds. Yeah. or less. I don't think Kamala Harris had any symptoms. Why is there constant reporting on somebody who has no symptoms?
But Joe is 80. That can be dangerous. He has underlying conditions, which you just heard.
What's going to happen?
Dementia's not good for somebody who's
He's forgotten he was the senator.
Anyway, Trevor Noah told a pretty good joke. He's not one of my favorites, but did you hear this joke?
Who?
At the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Trevor Noah?
Oh, yeah. I heard some of the jokes. I saw the clips.
What are we doing here? You guys spent the last 2 years telling everyone the importance of wearing masks and avoiding large indoor gatherings. Then the second someone offers you a free dinner, you all turn into Joe Rogan. That's a good one.
Bunch of silly hypocrites. Did you see Hillary Clinton was at that stupid Met Gala in New York wearing a big red gown and no mask, but she had some flunky who was picking up her gown behind her, and he was wearing a mask.
Oh, no.
His job was to untangle her gown as she walked because it was... Yes. Sweeping the floor.
It's the train, they call
it. The train, right. So he's got a mask. I mean, honestly, that guy should be taken to a hospital and have his genitals removed. What are you doing wearing a mask, picking up Hillary Clinton's train? I mean, could there be anything more humiliating, anything more emasculating than that?
Her caboose. Carrying her caboose.
Yeah, that's a pretty
good
size one.
I always like the word caboose. There's the caboose. Yeah. All right, when we come back, you'll like this. The CDC did some harvesting. They did. They got themselves into location data and tens of millions of phones to see whether or not people were complying.
Were you complying?
With lockdown
orders. We have your data.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next.
John and Ken, KFI.
I found a really good editorial. It was actually written a week ago in the Wall Street Journal, which kind of predicted the news that came out last night in this draft.
Well, this was going to... If it didn't happen now with this leaked announcement, it was going to happen in about 6 weeks.
Yeah,
towards the end of June they announced.
We'll give you an example as to how this may not be final. We'll give you an example. Just stay tuned.
Right.
In the 5 o'clock hour, things could change, and you'll find out when it did before, and it was a big decision. This story, the CDC. Tracked millions of cell phones to see if Americans followed the COVID lockdown orders. It didn't surprise me to read this because I remember Mayor Yoga Pants in one of his little fireside chats. Remember those 515 things he did during 2020? He was saying things like this. We know because cell phone tracking is showing that people are moving a lot. I think Newsom actually did the same thing. People are not... They're not staying in place. They're still traveling and going places, and they're probably visiting people and spreading COVID. Remember all that hysteria in 2020
Movements? No, I remember that. And everybody goes, oh, wow. Look, they can track to see how people are spreading the virus. And people were excited by that. They thought this was a good thing. It's like, hey, the government is tracking your movements.
Well, other people didn't like it.
No, other people didn't, but too many people went along with it.
Yeah, I know.
You can turn off your location services on your phone, and then you're not part of their database.
Oh. Well, I guess a lot of people don't, because it says here they did harvest tens of millions of phones' location data to perform analysis of compliance with curfews, to track patterns of people visiting K through 12 schools, and specifically to monitor the effectiveness of policy in the Navajo Nation, which is interesting. I guess there was an outbreak there, or I don't know.
They wanted to see, because that's a, kind of a separate society. They wanted to see.
Oh, I see. You're right. Yeah, with its own government and own.
Right. I'm not sure that they have to obey these kind of directives from a state government.
Right. It says this was apparently CDC documents were obtained by Motherboard. Do you know them, Motherboard?
I think that's a tech.
A tech outfit?
It's a tech publishing.
Oh, I see. Location data is information on devices' location sourced from the phone, which can show where a person lives, works, and where they went. The sort of data that CDC bought was aggregated, meaning it was designed to follow trends that emerge from the movements of groups of people. But researchers have repeatedly raised concerns about how location data can be de-anonymized and used to track specific people.
Yeah.
I remember a story from years ago, and I think it may have involved one of the government agencies, that somebody did this because they were trying to track like their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or something like that. So they snuck their way into the system of tracking, and they were trying to find out the movements of that person. But, you know, it would only be specific isolated cases. I don't think a lot of people would do this. It says the documents reveal the expansive plan the CDC had last year to use location data from a highly controversial data broker called SafeGraph. The company paid CDC $420,000 for access to 1 year of data.
Yeah, so the CDC is spending your tax money in order to spy on you to see if you're conforming to all their stupid restrictions.
But,
I mean, honestly,
in a way, to see if their lockdowns work, they'd have to know if anybody's paying attention to them, right? Otherwise,
you know what?
If you don't know.
They don't have to know any of this. Because they found out the lockdowns didn't work, and they kept the lockdowns going on anyway.
I know. And now they're talking about bringing back the indoor
exactly.
mask rules in L.A. County.
Right.
Did you see that?
I've seen enough studies that the lockdowns didn't matter. But now, because there's, today, the Times had a new story that there's the BA4 and the BA5.
Yeah, I know. Just
it's like,
them.
You know,
ignore
I am,
it. Ignore it.
I am just yelling F you.
It's not really coming up on the show anymore. It's to be ignored.
I know, but this is they still are pushing this. They are so consumed with their control freak power, they cannot stop themselves. So they're busy scouring the world. They said, well, you know, there was one case in South Africa, and there may have been two cases in England. It's like, shut up. Jesus, you people are awful. This is the era of oppression.
So a cybersecurity researcher who follows the data marketplace told Motherboard, his name is Zach Edwards, the CDC seems to have purposely created an open-ended list of use cases, which includes monitoring curfews, neighbor-to-neighbor visits, visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies, and also a variety of analysis with the data specifically focused on violence. Not sure what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
No, I don't know what that reference is. Well, Motherboard got these documents through a Freedom of Information Act. It's a long list of what the CDC describes as 21 different potential CDC use cases for the data.
This is not just mass numbers they had. This is individualized data because they knew how long people were staying in their homes.
Yes.
And they knew exactly where you were living.
But the claim is they just aggregated the data.
The claim. I don't know. You should turn off location services. You need it when you are doing Google Maps or Waze app or something. But outside of that,
I'm going to track you to see how long you sit in the shower or on the bench just staring.
Like, don't bring the phone in there.
You don't bring the phone in there?
No.
Is it nearby, though?
In fact, I'm going to turn off location services right now. Now that
I thought
it's on
you
my
did
mind.
That already.
Well, I turn it on and off depending if I need to look for directions and things.
All right, when we come back, we'll sort out for you in the John and Ken Show way the chaos and all the uproar over this Supreme Court Roe v. Wade opinion draft leak.
I wonder how many people really care about this. Is this just media people and activists? The average person never has an abortion. Like the vast, vast majority of people don't.
I know, but the politicians always bring this up like people vote on it.
They do, but do they?
It's a good question.
Do they really? Not that they what they say. Do they really? More coming up. John and Ken Show. Deborah Marquez News. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.